That one was good. To level up episode number 64 or 65 or 63.
Nintendo.
One of those things.
Level up 64. Flash 2.
64!
Yeah, that, if it is 64.
To do 64!
Surely it should be dedicated to the 64.
If it is, that means we have to play.
Like when we do 360 episodes, it's dedicated to the Xbox.
You say when, if. It's a big if.
Alright, we can only play the N64 today then.
No.
We can only play No Mercy.
No. Come on!
64! Yeah, let's do this.
You can tell it's been a while.
It has been a while.
Right, the news.
I can't find the podcasts anyway, they're on my memory stick.
Doesn't matter.
The news is on the internet.
Internet.
Give me
I'm
my...
I'm getting on the internet.
The internet is here, it's right here.
I thought you just made a page up. That's not the pick up we want.
Yeah, CBG have done it specially for us.
So we want to go back down.
We're going to start the...
Bottom.
The bottom.
The comment on all the news for the past 2 years.
I will zoom in. Zoom! Play the Force Unleashed 2 demo has been dated as next week. And that was a week ago, so that's right now.
Shit. That's soon.
I'm not getting that game on release day.
I want to get it.
I'm not getting
shiny.
It. Until I'm renting it at a later date. There's too many things to play.
Like, is it because Force Unleashed 2 comes out on the same day as SmackDown?
And Fable.
Are you okay, Richard?
I'm looking forward to SmackDown. Sorry, I've got a bit of an itchy hand. I have to find things to scratch my hand against.
In case anybody don't know, Richard's broken his...
Yeah, we should have done a little something. Bit of news about ourselves. Richard's broken the bone in his hand that begins with an S that I can't pronounce.
Shit bone.
Shiitake mushroom.
Still be like
an important bone to my hand.
Playing football.
So I've got 3 months off work.
I have horrible nose, throat and head pain. I've got throat and ear gonorrhea, basically. What's up with Kwai?
I'm alright.
He passed his test.
I'm alright.
So I didn't have to walk to Hobbs's house today.
That's important news.
What?
The first patch for Halo Reach.
Many things have been fixed.
Many things.
I know they're bringing out very soon. They're doing a patch, so you've got like just like sniper playlist and something else playlist.
They've just done it. So they've removed Team SWAT from Team Slayer, and they've given Team SWAT a playlist.
Good.
And
I like
they've,
SWAT.
Then they've taken SWAT out of Big Team Battle, and they've also changed some other stuff. Like on Big Team Battle and Blood Gulch, you used to have the Scorpion tank. It was deemed too powerful, so they've changed it for the Wraith. Lots of little niggly little changes.
Step it up. Blow the roof up.
Captain America game! Captain America game!
Oh, yeah. Released in 2011. World War II style adventure. Blah. You know, Captain. If it's better than Arkham Asylum, I'd be very impressed.
I'd be awesome if it was.
Yeah. That's silly. Best Buy in America are selling... upgrade PS3 firmware updates for £30 a pop.
How?
You take your console into them, or they put it on a memory stick for you, and tell you and show you how, give you the update and show you how to install it.
You bastards!
It's redonkulous, to say the least. There you go. It's £30.
I suppose though, if you're not connected to the internet and you want the updates, it's the only other way of getting them. Then the unlikeliness of you not being connected to the internet.
Yeah. Because even if you don't have your console hooked up to the internet, you can go on the PlayStation website and plug in a memory stick and download the memory stick and then put it in the console. It's just they're trying to make money off old people.
You
think the amount of fucking firmware updates comes out for the thing, you could probably, if one person does it for a year, what do you make about £300 off them?
Yeah, but to be fair, they don't have the internet, so they don't know if the firmware updates are about. Why does it affect them?
It doesn't. I don't. I think they're just trying to make a cheap couple of quid out of stupid people. To be honest. What else we got? Dead Rising 2 DLC.
Yeah.
Ninja suits.
Funny
stuff.
Costumes.
Beach volleyball.
Extra weapons.
Steve Ballmer has a passion for beach sports. And babies, apparently.
Going the wrong way up.
There's not a lot of news.
Meanwhile, Spielberg chasing Halo movie rights. And he wants to make it based on the novels instead of on one of the games.
Yeah, the internet has exploded about that. Bungie hints at MMO project, because some guy was doing a talk about Bungie stuff in general.
Yeah.
And it was like, wouldn't it be great if we can make a world that is always there for you? I think he just said this in a general term. Yeah. Like, he was talking about how Halo is a big universe, but you only experience it at 7 to 8 hours at a time.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be well good if we could make one that was on all the time?
I've got an idea.
And then people have exploded going, Halo MMO is coming out.
But
no, it's not.
It's Bungie Hotel. It's like, have a hotel, but you're dressed as Master Chief.
Well, that'd be terrible.
That's breaking news right now.
Definitely not.
What?
Force Unleashed 3 has not been canned.
But they said it was canned.
The developer says the plot for the third game is being figured out.
But they said it was canned. I suppose everyone made an art for they're like, well, I guess we're not going to can it because we'll make lots of money.
Yeah. Infamous 2 intro cutscene is on the internet. You can now use a keyboard and mouse with mag. No, it's a very good game anyway. That I want. Time Crisis Raising Storm.
Why?
To move Time Crisis. To move Time Crisis. Essentially.
Time Crisis
and it comes with the new Time Crisis, Time Crisis 4, and a game called Dead Storm Pirates.
But Time
which is where you fight undead pirate ninjas.
It's so dated.
It's fun.
No, they've changed up a bit, so when you so there is bits where you point away from the screen, you point back to like Time Crisis style and stuff. You point away from the theme to hide and reload, and you point back and it shoot with the Wii Remote.
Move.
PlayStation Move dildo thing, and then every now and again you'll be in. You can move around, and you can move from point to point, move from cover to cover as well. Rather than being set in where you want to go, you can move around cover to cover using the navigation controller. So they made it a little bit better. So if it's right, apparently you can shoot, and it's apparently very clunky when you move around. But then you just sort of leg it and start blind firing until you get to the next piece of cover. Sounds quite fun.
I liked the GoldenEye.
But not the remake.
No, they're changing it all up.
Yeah, but how much can you really change James Bond?
They're changing the storyline.
Daniel Craig's a legend.
Yeah, they're changing the storyline to GoldenEye. Can't be done. I think they're taking out Boris as well.
See, that doesn't make sense. How you can change the storyline to a film.
Yeah, they're changing the plot.
Or a book.
Like, they will be the same. Like, you'll still be able to drive a tank through a place, and there will still be the dam scene, but it won't be in the same places with the same.
It's gay.
Stuff. They did have a video of all the people that are in the multiplayer. You know, Dr. No and stuff. Oddjob's back in it.
It'd be nice to play the facility on multiplayer. That would be fun. But online,
we could do that.
That won't happen. Because
but
it's
that
on the
would
Wii.
Be brilliant stuff to do like that.
It's on the Wii, it won't happen.
Online.
It was shit.
New Shenmue for the mobile.
I don't know anybody that does it, but I've played it
once with Super Smash Bros. And it actually worked. And then it got laggy and cut me out again.
Actually worked, and then it did.
Yeah. It worked for a match, and then after that it was, no, not allowed.
Game lagged anyway.
Talking of pieces of shit, the Wii Remote Plus release date has been announced.
Hey, I bought a game for the Wii the other day. That's on my I don't know what it's called.
Well done.
It's a game.
It's Wii Remote Plus. It's the plus thing.
Built in.
It's coming over here at some point, I suppose. Gears of War 3 multiplayer stuff. Very, very interesting. You must know about this, play. You like Gears of War.
No, I don't. I like the story. I don't like the multiplayer. All I know is it's been delayed.
It has been delayed till
End of next year.
This time next year. Because Microsoft, like, shit, we ain't got nothing coming out. No Fable, no Halo. They might not even be a Call of Duty next year. That's all still up in the air, isn't it?
So, they'll have to make a new game.
BBC Free.
BBC Free. Wait, what? BBC Three of the Game. That news.
Basically, there's no Microsoft big game coming out next year. So they push Gears of War back. The multiplayer stuff looks really good though. All got dedicated servers now. If they run out of dedicated servers, you go peer to peer. See if Callum was here, he'd be. I don't want to see him dance like that. Not Eve, no.
Eve can't even dance
see
if like that.
Callum knows lots of stuff, so we'll get Callum to talk about it next week.
Hey, all four of us could be here next week. That'd be a treat for the listeners, if there's any left.
we've got to do it early next week, though, but that was a conversation for the break.
What? We do it early anyway, it's just you don't wake up. It's Mario's 25th anniversary, you bastard!
That was ages ago.
Dude, Red Wii.
That was like a couple of weeks ago, but they're bringing out Red Wii, which looks really nice. Not as good as a Black Wii.
You still need to get a Black Wii to complete your Black selection.
Yeah, I know. Every single console I have is Black, apart from the SNES and the Wii.
SNES was invented before Black, though.
I'll go with that, yeah.
Just get a black case.
Yeah, paint it black. UFC, WWE, Saints Row for iPad and iPhone.
How about Battlefield Beckham 2 blowing up iPhone and iPod?
Where?
Yeah, do you know, I was reading about that online.
14 missions and online multiplayer.
How crazy would that be?
On an iPad? No, it wouldn't work at all.
It's too small.
New X-Men game. And the X-Men game coming to the arcade.
X-Men arcade, yeah, it's coming out soon.
Yes.
And there's the X-Men thing,
Destiny.
Where you play as a... Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Where you play as a new dude in...
Something like
Xavier's
that. School of
undercarriage.
Dreams.
Yeah. is this your music for in between news stories?
Yeah.
Time Splitters 4 is still dead.
Sledgehammer.
It makes me sad.
Likely making Modern Warfare 3.
Yeah, see, March 2012. And that's Analyst.
Analyst.
Red Dead Undead.
No.
DLCs.
No.
You're not getting that? No. Oh man, I am.
How much does it cost?
Pay 100 points.
100 points.
I don't know why they do these things.
Zombies. I need to spend my 2400 points this month on Xbox Live.
What 2400 points?
If you spend 2400 points on Xbox Live in October, then next month, by the end of next month, they give you 800 points for free, which pays my DLC.
If you spend 2,400 points...
So you've got to spend 24 quid to get a free 8 quid.
Yeah. Why don't you
just wait for SmackDown to come out on demand? Hopefully it'll come out on the exact release date and it'll be the same price as in the shops.
No, I'm...
That'd be a lot of money.
I've already spent 1,200 points and I'm buying another 1,200 points next week. So
what? There's nothing to buy.
We'll get that on the buzz.
Don't tell you, I was looking for stuff to buy the other day. I nearly bought SmackDown 2008. Guess how much it is?
That is like £15.
Yeah. He picked it up the other day for £3.
It's in there somewhere. Don't mind, there it is, 2008.
It's got nasty achievements.
Achievements are.
We can play it. Oh, shit, this one's a good one. We can play this as well.
Achievements are very nasty.
This is one where the first all the ECW stuff first came in.
Yeah.
It's got the Sandman in it.
Mr. Sandman.
Disc is around there somewhere. I don't know. I'm not quite sure where. It's in one of those cases.
America.
Captain America, Super Soldier.
Connected to boat peripheral.
That's funny. It's a massive inflatable boat that you can sit in, so you can lean in the boat. But to connect adventures.
Yeah. Oh man, I got excited about X-Men Destiny. Then I realized Silicon Knights weren't making it. The last game they made was Too Human.
Yeah.
That took them 10 years to make.
Enslaved versus Castlevania.
Both good games.
I think Enslaved is better. Because it reminds me of Uncharted. I want another Uncharted.
It's got Andy Serkis in it.
Blockbuster, UK to sell mobiles and TVs.
No, it's to sell mobile TVs. You're not reading it properly.
Mobile TVs.
You like, it's a harness. And get a
well, the American side of it has gone bankrupt.
Aye.
So the UK side is not really going to get Blockbusters. Because there's nothing really that can thingy to it.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, though, there is something. Love Film is coming to consoles.
Is it?
Yes.
just stream it straight to your console.
It's going to PS3.
I'm known about doing it for Sky as well. Work it straight onto Sky.
Sky's already got Sky.
No, you douchebag. Oh, they're Love Film to Sky.
Oh, right. They're doing Love Film there.
Sky to the Xbox.
Last thing I heard, they're doing Love Film for PS3 and Wii, and then there's no word on the Xbox One.
There's never any word on the Xbox One.
Yeah, I know, because Microsoft are gay.
They're like, no! No playing with you. I hate Love Film,
Marvel. Yeah, they said I didn't send them a film back when I did. They wanted £10 off me.
I got Laura Biden Citizen yesterday.
Yeah. But if it's streaming, I might get it again. What does the new Xbox 360 dashboard actually do?
That's a question that Richard has always asked.
It has. November 4th. Yeah, will it go
improved up? Voice quality.
Yes. Or a new audio codec to improve audio quality.
Why does it say... Improved Xbox Live Party Chat audio quality. So grab your friends and jump.
And jump into a multiplayer game, big sports event, and watch a movie or do all three.
Streamlined in dashboard virtual keyboard. Quiet is not good enough anymore. We've got to have it quicker. Just get a keyboard. Makes it much easier.
Improved experience for changing your gamer tag.
Oh, we got changes.
Your avatar will spin a wheel and provide you with 5 other gamer tag suggestions at a time for you to choose from. That is fucking stupid. That is absolutely fucking stupid.
This man is angry.
Existing QWERTY in Dash and made it easier for use scenarios that involve repeated sex entry, for example, with Sonic Xbox Live.
Just say repeated sex entry.
Repeated sex entry, yes. Improved Xbox Live Marketplace UI and browser experience. Your avatars are now slightly more proportional. That's the only decent one. Ability to sign out other controllers and sign in thing.
The last one is for Callum.
New browser experience for 100% completed games. It's. That's not really that fun.
Oh, well, at least they're keeping it updated.
Yeah, they're putting something new in it, I suppose.
Oh man, have you seen the DC Universe trailer? That's insane.
The character creation one?
No, the one before that, that's insane.
I want that game.
I'll show it to you.
I want that game.
Four new characters from Marvel vs. Capcom 3. Arthur from Ghouls and Goblins.
Yes,
Nathan Spencer from Bionic Commando.
Gay.
MODOK from Iron Man, you know, the little floating bastard.
Yeah.
And Magneto.
I like Sir Arthur.
Did you know you can play as Sir Arthur in Dead Rising 2?
Really?
Yeah. Well, you have to get a beard, a knight's helmet, knight's armour and boots. Then when you do, your health change is like doubled and changes into the faces of all the little guy. And if your health gets down to 0, you're pulled into your underpants.
It's pretty good. Heroes on the Move has been renamed to PlayStation Move Heroes.
Love Film.
It'll be coming to PS3 next month. They didn't even like announce it or anything, no press release. They just stuck a trailer on YouTube.
Video games cause mental problems.
Play for 2 hours a day is a risk, says Journal.
Shit, I play for more than 2 hours a day. What do I get?
Nah, it's, I thought it's a PlayStation, but it doesn't always play.
Yeah, Mario Wii and DS consoles hit UK. Sexy red. They look well tasty.
FIFA beats PES. There's no surprise.
Yeah, it's like the chart was like, FIFA, PES, Halo, something else. I don't know.
Battlefield.
Battlefield.
I've rekindled my love for Battlefield.
No, I thought you might have done. Sonic 4, blah.
Thanks to the mighty great painkillers that I'm on at the moment. That I dose up on every time before I play the Xbox, and then when they wear off, I'm in absolute agony. I've already had some this morning.
I have not had any painkillers this morning. Assassin's Creed 3 could work in World War 2. We could have an assassin there, says producer. That is brilliant.
Technically true. Probably did happen. But I doubt that they climbed up the buildings.
Oh, that's fine.
Batman Angry Birds.
Microsoft angers Angry Birds team. Platform holder used logo without permission.
The new update came while I was at Centre Park the day before. It's already freestyled. Got all 17 golden eggs now.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah,
the first ever achievement for burning 10,000 calories. Any guesses what game it is? Any guesses what game it is?
We Fit.
No.
Is it Archimedean?
It's Your Shape, Fitness Evolved. 10,000 calories, 50 Gs.
But
which is the same as doing Halo on Heroic and something else.
Better for you.
Unless you don't, so it's 1,000 points.
50 Gs. 50 Gs. Yeah, Become Thin, 1,000 gamer score.
Castlevania Lords of the Shadow 2 in the works.
Ooh.
That's all right.
Composer suggests the sequel is already underway. Suggests. Taliban critics don't understand games. This is well funny. Medal of Honor, which comes out Friday. We had a big... You remember the hoo-ha about it? Because some fella was like, it shouldn't be called the Taliban, it's un-British. About 2 months ago, yeah. I think it was. Like, EA finally buckled and announced that they're going to call the Taliban, not the Taliban, but the opposing force in the multiplayer.
You realise they did that in Call of Duty?
Did they?
They called them Op 4.
Oh, yeah.
But they didn't make a fuss about it.
This is true, yeah. Well, it was
they only changed it because the American army said they weren't going to sell it on their bases, like certain shops said they weren't going to sell it.
Yeah.
All their army support was going to back out because they got loads of guys in to help them make the game. Because we didn't realise this.
This is the multiplayer beta. They were saying that it was US Army versus Taliban and nobody was whinging and complaining.
That's a bit funny.
And he's going to go on meat spin.
No, I'm not.
Go on
I'm
meat
not.
Spin. No.
I'm honestly not. It's just something funny.
And,
one
man, one jar.
No, it's not often on the internet. Yeah.
And he's going to go on some sort of speech thing, isn't he?
No.
You're not my phone. Yeah, they were saying there was loads of people playing on the Taliban debate and nobody give a shit. And then somebody came out and went, well, they called the Taliban. And then loads of people started caring. It's a bit gay. To say. It's called the opposing force.
Monday 11th October. We're nearly at the...
What's Monday 11th October?
No, we're nearly
at the... Oh, that's the date we're on. Yes, it's Monday. What was at the end? Miyamoto says Super Mario Bros. 1 is a little embarrassing.
What? The game is amazing.
He didn't really like it. Looking back on it, he doesn't improve. He doesn't... doesn't like it.
Step it up.
Oh, the 3DS thing. Have you seen the 3DS thing?
No.
It's coming out in Japan in February. It's coming out over here in March, apparently. And it will be 25,000 yen, which is 250 quid.
Damn.
For a 3DS. And I was looking, what was it on eBay the other day, and I'm incredibly tempted to buy a DS.
No.
Right, because I want the 3D one. But it's a little bit expensive.
Yeah.
Just think I'm finding a really cheap DS Lite because I want to play a few games like the Heart Golds and the Scribblenauts.
Let me get a calendar.
And some other stuff. I'm decided yet. Move up to a good start. Live TV.
Mortal Kombat website.
I don't know why that's news.
Because it's the website for the new game.
Yeah, I don't know why that's news.
Endemol UK opens game division.
Big Brother and Deal or No Deal firm has major online gaming ambitions.
Do you know why the Great Khali isn't in wrestling at the moment? Because he's doing the Indian version of Big Brother called Big Boss.
Really?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Kinect sold out again.
And Amazon.
And Amazon.
Medal of Honor has only had about meddling reviews, like mixed sevens and fives and whatnot. Not a good sign.
The highest I've seen is 8 from CPG, actually, or Games Radar.
Quake 3 Arena.
Not Quake 3 Arena. Let's have a look at the Medal of Honor reviews. Review roundup right here. CPG 8.3 out of 10. Games Master 8.5 out of 10.
IGN gave it a 6.
Yeah. Passable 6 out of 10.
Game
Lots of Special Operations.
Game Informer gave it a 7. Fisher's Magazine gave it a 7. Games Radar gave it a 7. Edge gave it a 7. Joystick Award.
8.
4 out of 5.
What's that? A douchebag does it. Hey, whatever. Oh, we'll do them out of 10. Oh, we'll do them out of 5.
If you're tired of COD, Medal of Honor might be just the medicine you need.
Eurogamer08. So it's not exactly. There's only one bad review.
What, six from IGN?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they would probably get 9s and 10s, don't they? That's
what yeah, but 7's not a bad score.
Great score.
It's not amazing, but it's not.
Well, it's three. That bad. It's 3 off 10. If it was a 4. Anything above a 7 or above, I'll consider buying.
Yeah. They're good games.
Except for 15 Blood and Set. That's a 9.
That's a 10 out of 10.
Bad time for me.
Scriptwire on my GoldenEye 007 has been changed. Yeah, Richard.
I'm not interested in this.
The world has changed. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
Nobody cares.
Nobody's going to buy it.
Basically,
anyway.
They've just put it forward into a modern setting, which is stupid.
Crazy Taxi HD coming next month.
No one cares.
Very excited.
That'd be fun. I like Crazy Taxi.
Tony Hawk Studio is hit with layoffs.
What a surprise.
Robomodo!
San Diego, Rockstar, doing something different. There's some new stuff.
Ooh. Click on that big piece of news right there.
The big piece of news.
The
right
WoW
there.
Patch.
Fancy a Lego Wii.
Do we really care about the WoW patch?
No, but it's so big it broke the internet.
It did break the internet. It's a 5 megabyte patch because Cataclysm comes out like December the 2nd.
Gigabyte. I didn't say megabyte.
Gigabyte. That's what I meant. That's what I meant.
It's massive. It's five megs.
5 megs.
Bytes.
5 kilobytes.
5 kilowatts.
Cataclysm comes out on.
Five
in December,
no,
I think.
In a kilobyte.
Big patch.
There's
big,
massive
big,
patch.
Massive changes. So big.
That's it.
End of the news.
End of the news. We'll take a short break and do the wobble buzz. Richard, give me a jingle. Jingle. Quiet is starting.
What? What have you been playing?
I don't know, what did I say last time?
That was a while ago.
Dead Rising 2.
We haven't talked about that yet.
Yes, we have.
Have we?
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like anything. And I've been playing Halo Online. And I've been playing Castlevania. It's awesome. And play Final Fantasy VII.
Look at me when you say that, Paul. Because I played it.
I've just got Cloud his dress to sneak into Don Corneo's mansion.
I've no idea.
And then the slums fell down and killed everyone.
I should replay that game.
You should play that game. It's very good.
I have 2 copies of it, after all.
That's what I've been playing.
Do we Castlevania? Tell me about Castlevania.
You only played 3 games in like 3 weeks.
There's been nothing out.
I've
played 3 games.
Castlevania.
Right, Castlevania's good because you are Robert Carlyle. It's like God of War, but on the Xbox. If you played it, you'd like it.
I have played it,
and you like it.
I played the demo, and I thought it was very meh.
Nah, it's awesome.
The talking horse.
It's 2 discs
and
it's 20 fucking hours of awesome.
It's not my cup of tea. Even after God of War 3, I was still like, this is a bit shit. And throughout the whole of that demo, I was just pressing square. And then I was riding a horse. Stop it, Richard. Stop playing the guitars.
What is that plugged into?
Nothing. You're making the acoustic slip. By going near it. That's why I don't go near it over there.
It was vibrating on this.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah. Where about? Go on, come on, cry. It's Castlevania.
It's good. Story's good. It's got Robert
Carlyle
in it.
That's alright, I don't like those sorts of games.
It's got Patrick Stewart in. You like Patrick Stewart?
Makes such outrageous assumptions about me.
Big stuff.
big stuff.
Who do you think you are?
Just because it's done by... That's what Callum was saying to me last night. Just because it's done by... Involved in by Kojima doesn't mean I'm going to instantly love it.
Yeah, it does.
No.
If I told you it was one of the bosses in the game, wearing a cloak...
Is it, does it, is the, well, at the end, does it turn out he's the magical talking horse?
No. I don't know. I had it for like a couple of days and I'm only on the end of chapter 2 because it's so big.
It's just not my sort of thing. It's too, like, it's not the old castle, it's not like the old ones.
The old castles were fucking terrible.
Castlevania 2 was shit. Castlevania 1 was good.
Well, previous Castlevania Slayers was very good
as well.
Wow.
It's good. What about Dead Rising?
Dead Rising.
The pickup was in Dead Rising.
Dead Rising is awesome. It's been running around, you know, stabbing zombies.
I'm going to be boring out. Making paddle swords. If I'm going to buy it or not.
It's, yeah.
Rich will play a big demo of it and then talk
it's
about
too,
it.
It's too tanky.
What?
The controls. It's like I can cope with playing it in something like K-Zero, but I couldn't do it the whole time. And the saving thing and the grinding stuff, it all does my head in.
There's no grinding in the game.
No.
Yeah, you know, going up the levels and stuff like you did in Dead Rising 1.
Yeah, but it's easy to go up the levels this time around.
It's just but no. And psychopaths are too gay.
Psychopaths are easy. You can play in co-op now, which is awesome.
But there's no, like, congruency between your character that you jump into their game with.
No, no, you're the same character. You're
exactly the same person.
It doesn't matter.
And you can't run away from each other.
You can. Just not, like, out of another area.
No, I don't like... It's Japanese, Quay. No, I was talking about Japanese things.
All right, what have you been playing then?
What, but,
look. Okay. FIFA 11.
Shit, I don't like it.
It's amazing. But I think it's a little bit too real.
I didn't bought it.
That shows how
I feel about FIFA. Man. I can't even be asked to buy the game.
You can't even play it very well.
You're not full skill.
Yeah, that is true. I can't play it properly. But
plus, you'll probably get it for Christmas.
It's a little bit too. It's a little bit too realistic. In points.
I mean, I've played the demos and I know a lot about it. Like personalities of players is just pointless.
So this is no change on last year.
No, it's an improvement.
Personalities of players.
When
Rudy gets angry on the pitch and then he throws paddies, stuff like that. It's a football game, for fuck's sake.
It does get a little bit too real. Like some of the slide tackles are really easy, like really really easy, and certain referees will not give you bookings for certain other reasons. Referees will give you bookings for certain things, if that makes sense. Every referee is different. Okay. They put in the whole game.
Put realistic referee. I don't know if I like that or not.
It's so good.
Know your referees a bit more.
It's really, really good because it is so realistic. But then
it's really bad because
it's really,
so
really
realistic.
Bad because you can hard winning 1-0 is not fun. If you know what I mean. There's no more winning like 20-0 like you used to in our games. It's kind of a.
I reckon I could still beat you like 15-16-0 in that game.
Maybe. I'm better than I was at FIFA's, but I don't know. It's very good. It's totally worth buying, but it's
I'll
just a bit...
I'll play it in a group, but I'm not going to play it on my own.
It's just a bit...
I can't be asked to do it again.
Well, see, I didn't get FIFA 10, and I didn't really put much time to FIFA 9 because I was really cheap and didn't really play it that much.
See, I've gone through the games. I've had my pro. I've made my pro better.
You do it all again.
Management, yeah. I start with a shit team, you pick them up to the top team, stuff like that. I just can't be asked to start from scratch again and have to go through the effort of scouting players, finding cheap players, building that squad.
The best part about it is the career mode is all put into one mode. So when you start, you can become a player manager, or manager. So when you pick player or player manager, so when you pick player, you don't do any team management or anything. You just play. You can either play in Virtual Pro or as the whole team, but you're concentrating on your Virtual Pro guy. As player manager, you can do the same thing, and then you can manage a team. And a manager is obviously the manager, and then there's a progression. So you start off as a shit club, you got your virtual pro, and then you build him up, and you become player manager of that club. You become the manager of the club, and you get you move up and up and up and up. But obviously, that's people who play it all day, every day.
I play multiplayer games when I've got with a whole bunch of us pissed up together. That's all I'm interested really in football games nowadays. It's just when we all get together and have a piss up and play all games.
No, I like it. It's the game. It's one of those games I'll just come back to.
It's not that I don't like the game.
You just had, you've had enough.
They asked to do FIFA anymore.
It's like Guitar Hero for you. For everyone else, if that makes sense.
I say it's not Guitar Hero for me because I'm shit at it. I don't play.
It's Guitar Hero for people. I never talk about Sniper Ghost Warrior, but the Sniper.
Why did you buy it?
Because it's quite a good game.
Liar.
It's one of those games that I would like and no one else would like.
Yeah, because it's a bit. I think I'd like it, but I'd be very bored of the tediousness.
Oh yeah, I've only done like 2 chapters out of the 6. I'm just sort of going back and doing a chapter every now and again. It's like Sniper Elite on the PS2. So you're in the jungle, you come across a base full of people, and your objective is on the, so you've got to cross it, so you can either sneak around the outside, taking out patrol people.
Blazing.
You can run through and no scope people all you want to with your that, and you've got throwing knives, and it's all the there's like realistic bullet drop and gravity and all that, so you've got to take that all into account. And then every now and again you have to make the assassination shots, so you've got to make it perfect and set it all up and go find the right place, and it's kind of like a bit anal like that, but it's good fun. It's one of the shit games that I like.
Like Naughty Bear.
Like Naughty Bear or
a stupid dancing thing.
The stupid dancing thing. I don't know what he means.
Or Pez.
I've got a what? I've
Pez
got
is
all wet.
Like 3D wet. 3D dot game heroes.
That's a good game.
You haven't played that game since you brought it.
I have played it.
Liar.
How would you know?
You've played it.
I've played like I've done like half the game. It's on the PS3.
It would still come up on your recent games list.
Would it?
Yes.
Yes, it would. Left 4 Dead 2 The Sacrifice. You play that shit quite.
I ain't got it yet.
It's good.
I haven't got my Left 4 Dead 2 back yet.
It's like 560 points, and it's No Mercy. That from the Left 4 Dead 1, isn't it? No Mercy.
Yeah.
In Left 4 Dead 2, so you've got melee weapons, all that sort of stuff in it. And then there's the Sacrifice.
I'll probably get it when Callum gets into that
thing. He says he's going to download it like as soon as he can. It's the other half of the passing.
Yeah, I know.
But I can't get to the end because I was doing it on my own because I can't be, because there's no one else I know had it yet. And there's a bit at the end where you get to the bridge at the end of the passing.
Yeah.
And you one person has climbed to the top and you put on these generators. The generators from the passing. One person climbs to the top to press some button on the bridge.
Yeah.
And then the bridge starts going. You drop the bridge to get on it. One person climbs to the top and presses the button to get the bridge start going up. But then one of the generators turns off. So then one of your people has got to run and jump.
If you play on a single player.
And if you do play a single player, I don't think the AI is clever enough because they want to take out all the zombies. And I'm just like, no, struggle through the zombies, try and then press the button.
Yeah, but aren't you the one that makes the sacrifice if you go and press the button?
We don't know, I got an idiot. You might have to do something else.
Maybe.
There is an achievement for sacrificing Bill. It's very sad. Callum's very sad because Bill was his character. Makes him cry. What else have I been playing? Why else have I been playing?
Mario vs. Raw 2008.
No, I haven't played that in a while.
But you've played it because the disc isn't in the box.
I don't know where it is, to be honest.
Nah.
I don't know what that is either. It's somewhere around here.
I bet it's that. No.
It's Family Guy.
It's in the Family Guy case.
In the Xbox is
Bing!
Left 4 Dead.
Bong.
Played Red Dead Redemption. It's more of that. Because there's new game modes and stuff in it with the DLC. It's quite fun. And I played Comic Jumper.
Played it, but I haven't brought it.
Xbox Live game. It's really fun.
Was that a shark game that me and Callum was playing last time?
What? Hands up my pound coins. What do you mean, shy? What shy game was that?
I don't think it was Comic Jam.
It's a downloadable game. Like, you're talking about Scott Pilgrim or something?
Probably.
It's a downloadable game where you play as Captain Smiley, who's been kicked out of his own comic book. And you have to go and do other people's comic books and...
It's sort of a retard card
game money.
I'm not using my straw hand.
You played it well, what do you reckon?
It was funny, it had good writing.
Oh yeah, definitely. I'm taking this. Well, it's fucking mayonnaise.
Mayo.
Okay, Rich, what have you been playing?
I've been playing a few games. It's been about a month since I was last time.
Yeah.
Three, four games, maybe. We start with that Wii game that I bought. The one that JLS advertised. I think it's called, like, Mini Games or Me Games. I don't know. JLS.
Sounds shit.
You remember Mario Party? Mario Party 8 and stuff like that.
I love Mario Party.
Pretty much that.
Mario Party 2 was tits.
It's pretty much like Mario Party 8, because that's on the Wii. This one's on the Wii. But then it's using all Mii characters. That's pretty fun. Just the best about them. Just about them. Had a few hoots with that one. That's what I was saying about that, because it's not that great.
I'm not surprised.
F1 2010.
Oh, I played that as well.
Is Hobbs doesn't like that game because it's
too hard.
The most realistic driving I've ever played.
I thought it looked good.
It looks fucking amazing. It seriously looks fucking amazing.
Everything. So you've got no traction control, you've got manual, you've got all this shit. Pit limit is manual because you have to do your pit stops and everything. And
I
can't go around the first corner.
It's hard.
He understands traction control on a car and a manual pit stop, I'm pretty sure. I'm sure
the game looks really pretty.
The game is nuts. I mean, the graphics on the horse's ass makes it the best, but
yeah.
Well, when the sunlight bounces off.
sunlight bounces off.
So there's only one problem I have with the game. I was playing at Gary's, and the agent Gary picked was really ugly.
Was it bad?
Mm.
There's only one agent.
Well, then the agent is really ugly.
What one with a foreign accent?
I don't know, I just looked at her sitting there, and it's like, she is ugly.
She's got a lovely accent.
She is ugly.
Yeah, but tells you about
could it be Kobayashi?
That's it, I don't understand that joke.
He's a racing driver. That shows how the Quai knows more about the game than you do, right?
Yep. I don't know fucking shit.
Yeah, it's a real, real good game, but like, one of the achievements is do a whole season on expert mode. And like I say, without traction control, I can't get around one corner. Did play online, though.
What? I just got my email
from who?
Medal of Honor has been dispatched.
Okay. Won my first race by 45 seconds, which I was quite happy about. But I mean...
Are people really violent online, though? I imagine they're playing like Mario Kart.
Oh, yeah, they are. Just like
we did one race about traction control after that.
Yeah.
Nobody had traction control. And it was so funny. It was the first corner, 9 cars, all backwards. Everybody was backwards. I mean... There must be some people that can do it, but...
Yeah, if you don't... Lewis Hammond.
Yeah, for example. But it's just... If you hit the accelerator too early around the corner, you're buggered and stuff like
is
that.
Is there any... Like, there must be some sort of footage online of... Because I know there's footballers do it for FIFA. Rushers do it for...
Well, Lewis Hammond did it on...
On
the actual Formula One show, didn't he? Yeah. We were talking about it. Before, like, the race started. They had an interview of him and his brother racing each other online.
Oh, right.
And
David's
just going over the grass and shit and just smashing each other up.
I'd like to see it like a proper race and play properly without any assists on and see what they would do. See if they could get it round the corner very well.
Perfectly.
Because they understand what to do. Wheel. Yeah.
No, with a controller.
But why?
The methods are still the same for going around the corner. It's just, you know, doing the right stuff at the right time.
I'd be so much better at that game with a steering wheel.
So the fact that
being able to hold it, so rather than going around the corner and going, I just need to tap it a little bit to go right, you can just hold it in one position and then bring the corner out. I'd be so much smoother.
There is one that he said in Argos is like £100. And it is chair and you've got the things right out in front of you.
It's my dream present for Christmas. That's my present for Christmas. Again, same as last year, but I want it.
But he's clapping his fingers because he can't drop his hand.
Crack my case back thing ever. It's broken.
Anything else?
I rekindled my love with Battlefield. practices has not been at work. I've not been able to play it unless I'm heavily medicated. But it's been worth it. And I was playing with a bunch of Americans the other day, and whenever I turn a game on, I always check Onslaught to see if there's a game going, because no one ever plays Onslaught anymore. I whacked on, there was just this one dude, and he was a sniper on his own. I was like, I'll join this party. Went in, he died. I was running around, all of a sudden two more people joined, we all died. And then I literally picked the helicopter up, and we had the helicopter till the end. And we just caned us. I think it took us about 40 minutes, and I did it on hardcore. So I have...
You've got one achievement left.
One achievement left on the game.
Until December.
Until... Is it Vietnam. Winter? Could be next month.
No, it's coming before the end of the year.
Yeah, winter.
Winter could be January, February, though.
It could be January.
No, it says winter 2010.
Yeah, but yeah. November is autumn.
The end of
November. Yes.
And December, January, February is all
some
winter.
Of the stuff, I've been watching a few clips about it because I was just trying to find a release date. And it looks nuts. Like, so much detail. It's like a new game inside a game.
And I will be getting it.
10 new achievements, which is good.
We never talked about it. Have you seen the Call of Duty thing, by the way?
The customization one?
No, the Call of Duty single player trailer.
No.
The game looks amazing.
I've read the achievement list for the game.
I have not. This is, the Call of Duty actually piqued my interest starting to play the single player. Because it looks amazing.
I was always going to get it.
I was never 100% that I was going to pick it up. And it does look
fucking amazing. As soon as I knew that you could customise your character, I was going to buy it.
Nothing what I have so far.
I haven't really played much else.
Formula 1.
SmackDown 2. SmackDown 1.
SmackDown's been a real bad strain on my hands. So. I've been very limited on what I can play. I've played quite a bit of Cena with Gemma.
I suppose because that just involves
hitting the buzzer and
yeah.
I've got a few more achievements on that.
Right.
That game, I really want to max it out, but it's just going to take so long.
Yeah. Again,
I think the worst one, I was looking for the achievements the other day, and one of them's like, answer 15 questions correctly in a row. Basically, all you got to do is really pause it. Search it on the internet.
Yeah.
Single player mode. But 15 questions in a row.
There's a game that's come out for the PS3. I think it's on the 360 as well. I can't remember. It's called Truth or Lies. You can get all 1,000 G's or all of your trophies in about 10 minutes because you use a microphone for it, and you've got a set. It just has a tone of your voice for a truth, and a tone of your voice for the lie that you set up at the start of the game. So you just make your true noise go meh, and your lie noise go nah, like that. And then every time you just do the whole game, about 40 minutes, you've got 1,000 G's. Mm. I was tempted to pick it up. Not even you know, would. Try and find it somewhere for really little money.
I'm surprised you haven't brought Airbender yet.
No, I refuse to buy Airbender. I will borrow Airbender.
I do refuse somebody. To buy it.
Because it's like 30 quid.
1,000 G's.
It's like 30 quid. Right, we'll take a break and we'll come back with something else after the break, won't we?
Have we got something else?
Have we got something else? Releases?
Guess so, yeah.
No, it's not release time, yeah.
Yeah, but that was supposed to be last week, but we didn't do it.
Oh. Do the releases, it means we can talk about SmackDown.
Already up to
it. It means we can talk about
it. Sorry, it won't be a long one.
It won't be a long one. Even though there's a lot of games, but most of the games will be shit. We'll come back in a second.
Bye.
We're back. What a surprise. Releases.
Skip all of these. We don't talk about these.
FIFA and Sky Sims and FIFA and FIFA and
over and over
Tom Clancy
over
and Empire and Left 4 Dead and Comic Jumper and Castlevania and all stuff we talked about. World Rally, Final Fantasy, NBA Jam, NBA 2K11.
Legends of the Owl, Legends of the Guardians.
Legends of the Guardians, the Owls of Gahool. All that sort of stuff. We wish you a Merry Christmas on the Wii.
Nested in the tree outside the back of my house at the moment.
Is it a Guardian of Gahool?
Maybe it's just looking after you.
Pro Evo.
Heavy Rain. Dancing Edition.
Move Edition.
Moving on.
World Rally Championship, that came out.
What's that flying?
Who's that flying? on the PSP yesterday.
Alright.
And Alan Wake's
today, Sonic 4.
Yes.
Right, so we can start from here.
Yes, Dead Space Ignition came out yesterday, apparently.
John Daly's Pro Stroke.
You missed out the golf bit.
Oh.
Naruto Shippuden, Ultimate Ninja Storm 2. I think that's where they got that game comes out every month.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think it's about
some sort of Shippuden Ninja Storm comes out every month.
I want to get Borderlands Game of the Year edition.
Apparently it may come... Apparently it comes with the Duke Nukem demo code.
Yeah. And all the DLC was awesome. And it's really, really cheap on shop too. Like, stupidly cheap. Like, 15 quid or something stupid.
15?
I think so.
I might have to buy it then.
Don't quote me on that, but I think it's a stupid price. You haven't played it, have you?
No.
Yeah, you should play it. And Richard should buy it.
Lionheart, blah, blah, blah. Arcadia, Gothic.
Terrible, played the demo.
Lost Planet 2 on the PC. Cool. Scooby-Doo and the Spooky Swamp for PS2 and DS.
Deca Sports 3, Just Dance 2.
That's a bloody another Shippuden.
Shippoopy. Shippoopy.
Medal of Honor.
Hotwood Ninja Stone.
Shippoopy.
Just Dance 2.
Medal of Honor.
Medal of Honor comes out as... whenever it is, this week, this tomorrow. Friday. PC. Medal of Honor Operation Anaconda.
Is that what it's called?
No fucking idea. I think that's like the special edition thing.
Max, this is Medal of Honor PC.
I think it's like a special edition thing.
Must be a special edition.
Sengoku, Bazara, Samurai Heroes.
Is that like in Bazara?
It is. SingStar Guitar.
Super Meat Boy.
Sold, sir. EA Sports MMA.
Have you played the demo for that?
It's not as good as UFC.
You can't. It's,
really?
The controls are stupid.
You can change them to UFC controls.
Yeah, but they're still stupid.
Because you have to. It's Fight Night style, punching and kicking and stuff.
And the character models look really weird.
Fight Night. Punching and kicking stuff.
Yeah.
All the face buttons are grapple buttons.
Yeah, and the R stick is punching. And how do you kick?
I don't fucking know. I just.
Oh no, you hold down like a trigger.
I just got beaten up with Bobby Lashley straight away.
You move the R stick to punch, and you hold one of the triggers and use the R stick to kick.
It's stupid.
And you got to move it in a weird, stupid way.
Stupidy, stupidy, stupidy.
The fight lights out. That's the PS3 move fighting game.
Lego Universe.
Professor Layton, The Unbound Future is apparently a massive game coming out for the DS. I've never played them.
They're just
to be honest.
Banging out the Professor Layton games, aren't they?
Well, they're up to like, this is the third one that comes out over here, but in Japan they're up to the ninth. So pretty much like translating and popping them out.
Fallout New Vegas. I don't know if I buy it.
That's my pre-order. Dragon Ball Z.
Tenkaichi
Tag Team.
Tournament 2.
Digi Hero 2 comes out next week as well, same day as Fallout. Fallout, I'm definite buy. Come on, Quiet, you know you want to.
Yeah.
Vanquish also comes out next Friday.
Temple FX 2.
27th.
Bloody Good Time.
Bloody Good Time looks really fun.
Rush of Full Complete Edition.
FIFA Manager.
FIFA Manager, PC. No. Complete Edition of GTA, it's all the
DLC. Sonic Colors looks really nice.
Hasbro Family Games Night 3.
Rock and Roll. 360.
The Sims Hot Date.
Sims Late Night on the PC, and then you got the three console Sim games coming out 29th or the 30th, or one of those.
Super Scribblenauts.
I really want to play Scribblenauts.
Hello,
I don't
Kitty
have a
Seasons.
Super Scribblenauts and Scribblenauts is one of those games I want a DS for.
We Sing Robbie Williams. All these games are coming out at the end of the month.
There you go. Fable 3, 29th.
No,
sold.
It.
Rock Band 3, I really want.
Nah.
Star Wars Force and 2,
yeah.
I really want. SmackDown.
Yeah.
Four games on one day that I really want, and I'm getting two of them.
I'm going to get SmackDown and Force Unleashed.
I'm getting SmackDown and Fable, and I really want to play Force Unleashed and Rock Band 3.
Probably I'm going to get Force Jack to buy Fable. You like Fable, right?
But that, and I want re-sing Robbie Williams as well.
But that,
this
not,
is not too many games.
I was like, yeah, Ben, are you buying Medal of Honor? No. Why? Because I'm not. Oh. You're going to buy it at some point? No. Oh. I'll buy it at some point. It's like, yeah, you will.
Ivy the Kiwi! The shoot. It's a move game.
Buck Hogan, Defenders of the Core.
Ben 10, Ultimate Alien Cosmic Destruction.
Just
New CSI
you're
game.
You're not Ben 10, alright? Your name might be Ben, but you're not Ben 10.
New CSI game, which means...
Have you seen Monopoly Street?
New
that game looks amazing.
Is it like Monopoly, like in the ghetto?
Yeah.
The ghetto. Trying to survive.
When you go into jail, you get 200. Racism.
Do you reckon they'll have a copy of CSI in Blockbusters?
Not yet.
Fatal Conspiracy. Well, not yet, because it's not out yet, but when it comes out...
It's a rent.
Yeah.
We'll give it, like, a month so people have made a guide.
I love CSI. It's done wicked well on the PS2.
Bang. Deadly Premonition. Sold.
Why?
Pro Bass Fishing.
Sean White Skateboarding. Rapallo Pro Bass Fishing.
I really might buy that.
What, fishing game?
Yeah,
that's your sort of thing, isn't it?
Sort two.
Is it all coming out on the same day?
Blaze Blue. I don't think they are. Like a Future Soldier.
Blaze Blue, obviously Future Soldier isn't.
No.
Neither is Blaze Blue, because that says October. But for the end of the month, that's a fuck lot of games.
Yeah, but they're also terrible apart from four of them.
Sean White is alright.
Fishing.
It's got an average score of 7, apart from the PS3 version, which is 6.9.
But why is the Wii version an 8? Because you can't.
Football Manager 2011's a good game. One. Sean White Skateboarding.
Fishing. Terrible.
Okay, Fishing 3. Monopoly, you want to play Monopoly Street?
1.
4.
Alright, 1. Fishing 3.
You want to play I We the Kiwi, and SmackDown, and Star Wars, and Ben 10, and Rock Band, and.
We're done here.
We Sing.
We're done
and
here.
And Hello Kitty Seasons.
We're done here.
And Hasbro Family Gunner. And The Sims. Sims is good.
Richard,
and Sonic Colors.
In the face with your cast.
And Grand Theft Auto. Bloody good time.
Bob Orton.
Bloody good time. All good. Is that the...
We're out of time.
That's the end of game. End of podcast noise. Well done. That's the end of game noise. We're back next week. Callum's here next week. And Richard is. And Quiwiz.
Yes.
And Quiwiz.
Quiwiz.
Quiwiz. Say goodbye, everybody.
Crunks.
Have you worn these yet?
No.